Do you agree with what is explained in the podcast about age and language learning?
I agree, I think, with most of what's said, especially for very young children who do have a very natural ability to learn languages. But I think from sort of when a child becomes a teenager, I don't know that it's that much easier for a teenager to learn a language than an adult. And in fact, in my experience, it's not like that. I struggled to learn languages at school, but later on in life, I found languages relatively easy to learn. And I think a lot is to do with motivation and how you're taught or how you learn. And as you grow older, if you are interested in learning languages, I think you develop techniques that make learning languages easier. So, yes, I do sort of agree, but only up to a point.
What is your language learning experience?
Well, as I was saying, when I was at school, I studied French and German and found both languages really quite difficult and never really sorted them out. I studied them to what was in those days O-level, which today I believe is GCSE, but I definitely struggled with them. But later on in life, I learnt other languages. I learnt Spanish and I learnt Catalan. And those languages were much easier for me. Now, partly, I think, because I lived in the country where those languages were spoken. And so I was surrounded by them. Another reason, I think, is because I taught English, I understood how English, how my own language worked so much better, which meant that learning another language, everything sort of fell into place. I could sort of understand how languages worked so much better than when I was at school, when I didn't really understand how languages worked and it was just a very alien concept to me. For me, learning languages has been much more successful later on in life than earlier on in life.
If you were starting to learn another language now, how would you go about it?
If I were starting to learn a new language now, ideally what I would do is live in the country where the language is spoken. But that's obviously very difficult depending on what the language is and other commitments. So if that were not possible, then I would be looking for a course that I believe that it's very important at the beginning of doing a course to get the basics right. So I would look for a structured course. I'd want an online course with structured interactive material. Because I'd want the flexibility to be able to study when I wanted. But I'd also want that course to be combined with a teacher. So having the possibility of having online synchronous sessions or face-to-face sessions with a qualified teacher to help me understand things that maybe I haven't understood, to practice the speaking side, to just help me move forward, really. I think for me, that would be the best solution. I'm very disciplined and I know how I like to learn. And I wouldn't want to wait for classes. If I just had like two classes a week, I would be very impatient with something like that. I would find that quite frustrating. So I definitely would want to have access to an online structured course is what would work best for me, definitely. As I say, combined with a teacher.